The nation was riveted this week by images from the second impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump. As central to the argument by House managers has been the violent nature of the Trump era. We talked with Salisbury political science professor Michael Laughlin to assess the trial now taking place in the nation's Capitol building that was stormed by Trump supporters on January 6th.
What do we make of this violent element of Trumpism?
It's central, I think, to Trump as a politician, as a candidate. It really is a mob boss. I mean, I think that term takes on even greater meaning now, that he clearly, from the very beginning, his rhetoric allowed for and emphasized, really, that violence was an appropriate tool for political power to take action. And I think part of the profound lesson that we're learning from our own Maryland's own Jamie Raskin and his team is to show that from the very beginning as Trump as a candidate, prior to his election in 2016, all the way through to January 6th, is that his rhetoric is laced with the language of violence. Fight like hell, beat the crap out of them. This is the rhetoric of a fascist dictator. I mean, this is really what Trump is. And I think so that the linkage that the managers are making strikes me as quite convincing.
And yet the violence that he's spurred on is not necessarily well organized. I mean, there are, we had, for instance, the Capitol, of course. We certainly had Michigan. But in general, there doesn't seem to be the kind of well-organized effort that perhaps we've seen in other countries.
Certainly not. We should, of course, watch what happens with the trend line with regard to extremist groups. But it is pretty clear that, nonetheless, that even when Trump attempts to, has incited, when there's a particular riot, he incited this riot. But it was clear that while there were certain organized elements of that riot, for the most part, these were a meandering mob. As we watched those videos, many of those people, while some were looking to kill Pelosi, to kill Pence, many of them were simply wandering around, really rifling through desks, really not having any sense of what they were looking for or what kind of other political plan beyond that. So I think that, I mean, for Trump's purposes, in his own deranged mind, he I think truly believed somehow that Pence could reverse the election. Perhaps even they could stop the vote from taking place, and somehow, some way, he could stay in office. But the people in the riot, they weren't going to help. They really weren't going to be able to bring that about. And I think that was clear, certainly clear, as we look back on it.
In the next segment, we talk with Laughlin about the implications of the president's actions and words. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.